Governor Greg Abbott says he's now open to casino gambling coming to Texas. It's Monday, February 27th, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Thanks for starting your week with the Texas Minute. Did you know there are more than 58,000 illegal aliens in Texas's colleges and universities? One advocacy group wants lawmakers to stop giving in-state tuition benefits to those illegal aliens. More on that coming up, but first. The head of the Tarrant County Appraisal District has resigned rather than face a recall election. Across Texas, appraisal districts set the property values used for taxing purposes, and the board members are put in place by the taxing entities within those counties. State law allows those taxing entities to remove board members through a recall process. A major scandal in Tarrant County has unraveled in recent months involving the actions of appraisal district employees. As a result, taxpayers want major reform and accountability there. The city of Keller got things rolling with the city council voting unanimously last week to recall Tarrant Appraisal District Chairman Catherine Willeman from her role. With other taxing entities seemingly heading in the same direction, Willeman has now resigned her post. All this was welcome news for taxpayer advocate Chandler Crouch, who said the appraisal district needs to be focused on transparency and accountability going forward. Voters in Amarillo have 23 candidates seeking 5 slots on their city council. 6 of those candidates are running to replace the retiring incumbent mayor. The remaining 17 candidates will be vying for 4 council seats. The election will be held on May 6th. Everyone agrees the flood of illegal immigration is only on the rise. So, Texans for Strong Borders, an advocacy group, is urging lawmakers to end the various magnets that they see as enticements for illegal aliens to come to and stay in the Lone Star State. In a new commentary, the organization's leader, Chris Russo, says members of the Texas House and Senate should end the practice of letting illegal aliens access in-state tuition rates for the state's colleges and universities. That discounted rate is subsidized by Texas taxpayers and isn't available to U.S. citizens from other states. Texas' in-state tuition benefit is already under judicial scrutiny. Last April, a federal district judge ruled that a 1996 law prohibits post-secondary education benefits from being awarded to an illegal alien that isn't also available to all U.S. citizens. One group that advocates for giving benefits to illegals estimates that there are more than 58,000 illegal aliens in Texas's colleges and universities. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The media has an agenda, and having seen behind the curtain, I can tell you it's not what's in your best interests. That's why I started the Salcedo Storm podcast every weekday. Real talk for real Texans, the Salcedo Storm podcast, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is now embracing destination resort-style casinos. 2 legislative proposals have already been filed in the House and Senate to bring it about. Each of these proposed casino measures would create a new state bureaucracy charged with picking locations for politically connected casino operators who wouldn't then be subject to free market competition. In order for casino gambling to come to Texas, the state constitution will have to be amended. That requires 2/3 of the House and Senate to vote for the measures, as well as a majority of Texas voters. Casinos have been greasing the political wheels for the past several years. The Texas Sands PAC was started by Dr. Miriam Adelson, the majority shareholder of the multi-billion dollar Las Vegas Sands Resort Casino Empire. Adelson personally gave Governor Abbott's campaign more than $1 million last year. Meanwhile, her Texas Sands PAC doled out $2 million to various Texas politicians during the 2022 election cycle. That includes $300,000 for House Speaker Dade Phelan, $225,000 to Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, and $50,000 to Comptroller Glenn Hager. In addition to Dr. Adelson's personal money, the Sands PAC gave $200,000 to Governor Abbott. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick has long been a vocal opponent of casino gambling expansion in Texas, but he's been noticeably silent on the issue this year. Tim Hardin, who heads up Texans for Fiscal Responsibility, says his organization's opposition to gambling has less to do with the ethics or morality of gambling itself and more to do with the history of corporate welfare on the backs of taxpayers that all too often come about as a result. There are just over 90 days left in the legislative session. You can check out this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary in real time at TexasScorecard.com. These stories were originally reported by Aaron Anderson, Sidney Henry, and Thomas Warren. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 studios. I look forward to seeing that around Texas. Let's go make it a great week.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.